The June Steuben County Land Bank Corporation. Approval of the minutes. Move.
Second.
Any changes or corrections? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Anybody opposed? Motion carried. Now, Treasurer's report. Mitch, anything you want to say about the Treasurer's report?
I did send out a revised report just like a within the last half hour or so. Partly to include that the recent payment for with all the discussion about the River Road project, because I made a payment to them yesterday. It was pretty significant, like 53,000. So wanted to include that, but also the same discussion on River Road made me realize there was a formula error on the project sheet on the third page of the report. So that's now corrected. So but anyway, that's all I wanted to say.
What was the error?
It was just the totals for the individual projects. It wasn't grabbing one of the years. So
Did it have any significant impact one way or the other?
no, I mean it for the individual project totals it did. But the totals were all fine otherwise because it sums it up in another cell. But yeah, that's
Any other comments about the treasurer's report? If not, we'll move on to bid awards.
All right, so yesterday I sent out a bid sheet showing who bid and what their price was. So the first one on the list is for Wayland Demolition. We had two bidders for this requesting authorization to award to MJR Partners for $25,800. And this is 11 East Naples Street in Wayland.
Quite a bit lower than the other one, so
Wow.
I'll move it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's also, we've been working with them before, so
Yeah, MJR is a great partner to the land bank.
Any
And factor in like reconstruction, what comes with that?
Gorick is a bigger company for sure, and I think they're traveling a longer distance, so they're definitely getting paid, wanted to get paid more for that.
Is that a complete job, or are we still taking part in DPW?
Yeah, so there are DPW in-kind costs. We will haul all of the debris
Tipping fees.
and we waive tipping fees,
Okay.
correct? So Steve Orkut calculates all that, and that does end up into our financial statements.
Okay.
Is there any discussion like what's happening with the property afterwards? Because I did have that person come back to me last week and question me again.
So I've spoken to Phil Berry. If you remember Mayor Walsh before, there's a main water sewer line.
And there
So,
was talk of even just sectioning off the back
correct.
part of that.
Either a right of way or deeding over a portion or the whole thing, whatever the case may be, still kind of up in the air, but the sounds of it, even the individual that wants it, as well as the village, would be parking.
He would be considering just let it be grass, not even parking.
Gotcha. Okay.
And this is the neighbor or
The neighbor next door between this building and the post office, he owns a apartment building.
So he doesn't want it for parking?
No, he said he would even just leave it as grass and just to extend his property because there's not much lawn around it.
Yeah, the front part with the water sewer, that's the priority in this, making sure the village has a right of way to access that.
It's actually in the back.
Oh, in the back. Yeah. But as long as they have access to it, that was kind of the main thing, one of the main drivers of this project.
So
Sewer lines do or do not run through the
it
barn.
runs like, if it's a rectangle, it runs like in the back part on one corner of the property.
Yeah. Underneath. Yeah.
Water and sewer.
I don't know. The person that donated it told me it's a major line where you could like drive a vehicle through it. It's so big. So I don't know what it is.
Yeah, likewise.
So once we demolish it, then what do we do with it?
we can put it out to for whatever auction or Wayland.
Originally, they were talking of donating it back to the village, but
Correct.
now,
you know, with
this guy is interested in buying it, so.
And he can make an offer as well.
Okay.
Which isn't a bad idea to get
it, back on. Yeah, and yeah. You get more tax revenue exactly. back.
Okay. And when would they be able to do that demo? Do you know?
So per the contract, I think they have to have it done within 90 days.
Next one, Fenderson Street.
I need a vote on that.
Oh, I'm sorry. Do I have a motion?
Yes.
Motion in a second.
Oh, I already did. Sorry. I'm writing. Any other questions? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Anybody opposed? Motion carried.
Error monitoring for Fenderson Street. This is for the last month we awarded the asbestos abatement to MJR Partners. The monitoring only received one bid from Paradigm for $1,140. Would ask that we award it to them.
So move it.
Second. Any questions? If not, all in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Anybody opposed? Motion carried. Cottage Avenue.
So if we remember this one, when we bid it out last time, the bids came in very, very high because everybody was a little bit nervous about the structural support to this. So a couple of the contractors made comments. If we had a structural report from a structural engineer, we would be more comfortable giving a, you know, a more refined price. So we contacted Hager Engineering, who originally did the demo survey report. And we also contacted Hunt. Only Hager responded with a price of $19,000 for the entire plans for the contractor to rebuild.
So
this would be a reimbursable expense as well.
No response from Hunt?
Well, I shouldn't say no response. They said in a few days, and they haven't given us anything.
Is your recommendation to go with Hager?
My recommendation would be go to Hager. They have they're familiar with the property. They've done work there before. Timely, efficient.
Have we used them before?
Mm-hmm. They did the demo plan for us.
Okay.
Make the motion.
Second?
I'll second it. Are the plans they're going to develop in accordance with what we want with the property, I assume?
Yeah, well, we will dictate to them what we want. It's just more or less the structural viability of the beams coming through and how they need to be supported.
Right.
So, okay. Yes.
Any other questions? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Anybody opposed? Motion carries.
Chris, you have an idea of the timeline? Also,
so as far as getting
project,
prints,
John.
Mm-hmm. Prints will probably take, my guess would be a month to get it out to bid. But it'll probably, you know, beginning to end with the wall, you're probably looking 3-4 months.
Before winter, hopefully.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Donation of property.
This one here was brought to me by the code enforcer in the village of Cohocton. This is a property located at 1A Erie Street in Cohocton. This has been one of the properties that's got, I believe, like 8 years of back taxes. A lot of code issues, whatnot. But the owner was incarcerated elsewhere in the state for quite some time. Now that he is out, he is willing to just hand it over to us. It's very close to the railroad tracks in Cohocton. And does need to be demoed. It is a safety concern. But this is definitely a unique one in the sense that we would pay the taxes on this one to accept the donation. Reimbursable expense, but typically in donations, we make the property owner pay all in full.
8 years of back taxes.
It's quite a bit because this is one that's, we have a few of them, not many. But it's one that the Cottage Ave was one of those, you know.
For future use property.
Not that I'm aware of. Maybe Shannon knows.
It's a pretty big building or pretty big home.
Yeah.
It's
on a good sized lot.
I was just gonna say the lot's big. Do you think
right next door to it?
A house on each side.
140 by 220.
Yeah. 3/4 of an acre.
It backs up to the railroad tracks. I mean, it's in a neighborhood, so it could certainly be redeveloped. It's saying Atlanta when I typed in. Yeah.
What was the address again?
18 Erie Street.
1A Erie Street.
In Cohocton, you
said. Yeah, Cohocton.
So he's wanting to donate it.
Correct. So this is one that I've actually talked to. Who? Vanderhoof.
So who owns? How do they get a right way? Because that's 1A. I'm looking at.
Did you say 1A or 1/8?
1A.
Oh, I'm sorry. I looked at 1/8.
So there's a one that's with a home on it.
Very close to the railroad tracks.
But.
Are you on the GIS map?
Yeah. Yeah, I got it. Okay. But then there's a property out front here.
Would the neighbors want to buy the property?
Yeah, it's right at the end where Erie Street and Bog Street intersect.
No, I got it. So I have it. I don't know. You're on a Zoom, Amanda?
Yeah.
And it does connect back up to the railroad track.
Yeah, it's like a building type structure more than a house, right?
I don't know if I can connect. Do people want me? Do you want to come down here? Oh. You can make me a co-host.
Good question. If I had $8,000 to $10,000, because it's a lot, it's a number of years, and Jack could probably see the number of years on the.
So,
has anybody been living in it?
No.
So, in addition to it's 8 years of back taxes, nobody's been living.
It's this one, but there's a one that abuts the street that. We're not getting that property, right?
No, it's
so how is there's got to be a right of way.
I would assume so in the deed.
1A must be behind it, right? Wouldn't you think?
The property in the rear landlocks, yeah.
That's what I'm wondering. I mean, he's got stuff there, so
yeah, he's got to have access from.
I guess my recommendation would be let's try to pull the deed and.
We can, do a contingency all based on.
Yeah, there's a house right there. If I hear, I can close it so you can see it.
So the main building, is that what we're talking about?
Yeah, we're talking back here.
While you're here, Jack, can you go to the property itself, the info?
Yeah.
It looks like it was a shop of some sort.
Yeah, like a commercial type building.
Yeah.
So it's commercial one, other storage, commercial neighborhood. Can you go to tax info?
Is anything inside the building? Is there equipment?
He's asking for time to get his stuff out. So I would assume there's some sort of tools in there. So a lot less than I thought tax-wise. But if we went into...
So it's not
$1,000 a year.
It's not a home.
It doesn't look like a residence, no.
Mitch, would it be payment status to show the?
Yeah, I think that would. I think that's where it goes.
Yeah, it's not showing all of it though. Oh, details of delinquent tax paid right in the middle. All right, so right here, you're looking at in August, $8,800.
I think we need to hold the property information to make sure there's a right of way or something to get to that. Because if there's not a right of way,
are you going to get there?
Correct. But I would assume though, also if it doesn't, the property owner in front of it would probably be willing to provide that, knowing that we'd be demoing and cleaning it up.
Probably wants to get rid of it.
So if you want, we can table it. We can pull up.
I'd table that.
Pull the deed. Have Squires review. Make sure that we're good on that end.
I think that makes sense.
Yeah. Okay. Very good.
I guess the other question is if it was a business, what are the environmental concerns of it we accept it?
Type of business?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if it was a business. I think it's just been storage. According to the codes, it's just been kind of a dilapidated, decaying structure.
With a lot of junk out front from this photo, but yeah, I would.
But it may have been storage the last, you know, 20 years, but so prior to that, what activities were conducted there?
Because the minute we're in the chain of title, then we always end up footing the bill.
There had to be a way to get to it.
Yeah, I would assume so. So we'll figure that part out.
Sounds good. Any more donations?
No.
All right, River Road. Here we go.
So the change order, this was also discussed in email form yesterday. Excuse me. So this is pertaining to the removal and replacement of the roof of 20-ish square of shingles for $21,500. This also repairs a damage that was done inside. And I believe there's a couple other items that Doug discussed in the email that I forwarded on to you that will be part of this change order. Anybody have any questions or thoughts, concerns? I shared your sentiments when I received it, as you could tell by that chain.
Yeah.
That I wasn't very thrilled on it either.
It's just getting the rest of the context helped that there was damage.
Yeah.
Inside the house. I mean, 21.5 still seems high. I'm just wondering, can we do a change order at that level, or do we have to bid it out?
Well, see, that was my original thought, but we've always just, even on big projects like our
DPW. Or would bidding it out actually get a higher number?
Very likely could.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So is this a surprise? I think that I was asking was, is this a surprise?
Yeah.
So we already know that there was damage in there.
So Doug did state this morning, he replied to all and stated when they originally did it, they didn't go up on the roof. First and foremost, they can only view from the ground. They can't go in or on the roof. And so he thought it was in decent shape. When we had all that rain, whatever, a month or so ago, then it started to leak in one valley and they noticed it had been semi-repaired.
It had been repaired with caulk.
Correct.
Yeah. Caulk. So.
Band-aid.
Gotcha.
The interior damage was isolated to a closet?
So obviously got that out, redo it. Minimal at best, but still it's work that he has to perform. And also, I believe he's taken down the chimney as part of this change order too.
Oh, right. The chimney. They don't need it anymore.
What do we anticipate this might sell for?
So if I remember correctly, when we spoke about this, they said, in the 2.25 range.
That's probably the most.
Yeah. And we got, well,
I mean, that's a pretty good neighborhood there. So.
And everything now will be brand new.
Yeah.
I mean, for a point of reference, someone said it's $800 a square for shingles, but so shingles are $150 a square. If you're putting sheathing down, you figure another $50 for that. If you're doing vapor and ice barrier, that's another $50. Tear off is another $100. So, you're talking $350 a square plus labor. So that's where they get the $800. But the fact that they're doing a whole bunch of other work
helps.
I mean, 800 times, times 20 is
15.
Is not $21,000.
Do we have a motion? Or is it more? We have to have a motion anyway.
I would make a motion. I'll make a motion. It's just we're too far into this thing now to not fix it.
Yeah.
And no one's ever going to offer financing to someone when they do a home inspection and see that the roof leaks.
So one thing I did bring up to Doug is going forward, like on Fenderson Street, for example, when we do the bid specs, we'll put in there what their price would be to replace the roof completely if it needs it or not. So then if we do the change order, we already know his price.
Yeah.
We move on. Maybe a tiny bit of escalation or something like that, but we're at least going into it eyes wide open.
I second Scott's motion.
Okay. Any questions? Is there land with that house?
That's a good sized yard behind it, but it's right at the corner of River Road and Moorcrest, so it's a slope.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
In fact, when they removed the pool, they were putting in a French drain to prevent water from going into the house.
Correct.
Garage,
To the right of yes.
When I look at some of the houses for sale in Corning, and some of them are at this level, 225, and I'm thinking they're way overpriced. So maybe sure. We ought to think about looking at this price again.
Yeah, and that we're not set in stone on that by any means.
All right. Any questions? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Anybody opposed? Motion carried. So they're going to do that now?
Yeah, they're going to get right on it. Because we're at what, 85, 90% paid out? Mm-hmm. So
yeah,
a little bit more outside driveway work plus this change order and they're done.
Okay.
So it'll hit the market at a good time.
Perfect.
Yeah. Next one is a continuation of the discussion with the Irwin house that had a fire and 25 acres. I believe she replied to all Danielle. She reached out to Codes in Irwin and it can be subdivided. My thought originally too was you could do it in a number of ways, just subdivide it into buildable lots, and then I'll also break off that piece that's floodplain. And that could be a separate for whoever, if somebody buys a lot, they can buy that additionally and separately.
It's a pretty deep lot off from Mill Street. So as far as subdividing it, we don't want to have to put in a road.
Correct. So they'd be all frontage base. So you're probably looking 2 to 3. Did Danielle address that in her email? I think she may have.
I don't remember reading that.
I don't remember that either.
It was this morning. I didn't see
it this morning then.
2 to 3 that they could be subdivided into?
Correct. Because if just by looking at this on the county website, the homes kind of push back. So obviously you could probably bring it closer to not run into having such a big road and do that with the other lots as well, if that's something that you guys are wanting to entertain.
What says everybody?
I don't know that area like you guys do.
No, I trust me, just the land is worth more than that.
That's kind of what I thought too, to be frank.
I'm surprised that financing company would, I mean, that's how they get rid of it, is to offer it to a land bank or municipality. But yeah, if you drop that house and just tried selling the land, because that's very good hunting land there, you'd get twice that probably.
Good hunting land, but is it an area where
it's residential?
Build houses? Yeah. It's residential.
Yeah, it's the front of it's residential. The back goes back, and then there's a river. So
now, is that on the other side of the tracks?
No, it's on this. It's on. Okay. It's on. Yes, you cross the track to get to it.
To get to it
between the tracks and the river is where it is.
Okay, all right. Kind of by Costas.
Gotcha. Yeah. Okay. On the side where Christmas is, or the other side?
It's up in Cooper.
The other side. Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So what?
You know, it's kind of a unique project, I thought. And, you know, we do have funds available to do something like this. We are
working. Definitely clean up a mess of a property in Cooper's.
Yeah. We're working on plans for Townsend Ave that might be perfect for this area too. So, you know, kill two birds with one stone as far as plans go.
Yeah. You're satisfied with the floodplain issues that Scott brought up as far as being able to build there and
they are buildable lots according to Irwin Codes. So yeah.
Okay.
That's good because they were pretty strict about that out on 417. Okay. Of course, that's their industrial development area out there.
Sure.
And what's the price?
What was it? 29,308, I believe it was, per the email.
In motion?
It's in motion.
In motion.
Okay. Second?
Second.
Any more discussion? This will be new for us, so.
It will. We got our hands full, but we'll.
And Arbor's okay with helping us with all that.
Oh, absolutely. They brought it to us.
Yeah, so. Yeah. Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Anybody opposed? We're going to do it. Motion carried.
I have one off agenda if you want to discuss.
Sure.
So 140 West 2nd Street. This is one that a tree fell on the home. And it's kind of getting some scuttlebutt going at council meetings and whatnot. So yesterday I reached out to the LLC that was the registered owner of it. They stated it's in bankruptcy, gave me the trustee name and number. I called him, left a message. He has not called back. From what discussions have been had, they're not looking for much out of it, maybe 15, 10 grand, and it would be a demo.
The person that talked to me yesterday said, or at the council meeting, that it was for sale for 10,000 and they got nobody because
it's
a mess.
Yeah.
And it's definitely a demo. It had apparently been a demo for many years, but finally the tree fell into it.
Is this an abandoned house or an empty house when the tree fell on it?
It was abandoned. My understanding was it was abandoned because there were so many other issues with that house. The people that were living there moved out. They still had stuff there
prior to the tree.
Oh, yeah.
The picture online isn't half bad, but I don't know how old it is.
It's always been a problem.
What's the extent of the damage that the tree could cause?
Extensive for what I'm told.
I was told by the neighbor that it's all the way down into the basement.
Oh, wow.
And that this house, the people that were living there didn't have any electric or get any water well before the house because of the problems they had, but they had stuff stored there. And neighbors are upset because it's been over a year.
140 West 2nd Street in Corning.
It's a nice neighborhood. I grew up right across the street. And it is a nice neighborhood, but that house has always been a problem anyway.
But more to what Hilda's saying, there was a neighbor at the council meeting that said, if the city isn't going to do anything, I'm going to sue the city to do something. Nobody wants that.
Right.
So if it's something we can obtain for a relatively cheap price, demo it, take care of it.
Well, issue for a while.
Correct.
It's been, and it goes back a ways. It's not just that small spot. I don't know how big the lot is, but it goes back.
It's
fell on it.
It looks like the normal size. It's actually pretty wide in comparison to some of the neighbors.
Yeah. And it backs up the Monkey Run.
Yeah.
Buildable lot under today's codes.
Yeah, I would
say.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that photo, Chris, is from 2023. At least that's when it was uploaded.
And I spoke to Jen Miller.
Yeah.
They'd love to get rid of it and so that somebody could build something there.
So obviously at that price, it's within the guideline, the parameters that you guys have given us. So we would try to, you know, get a hold of the trustee and purchase it.
I think they'd want to get rid of it.
I agree.
Motion to
You already have the ability to do it.
Yeah, I'd say no and just maybe backfill once we are able to execute everything.
Maybe give us an email and tell us how it went.
Yep.
How about the property on Denison Parkway? You and I.
So Hilda.
Jumpy?
Hilda and I are going to try to do a
PB for Jumpy?
Yeah.
You've tried.
Yeah, I've gone down there and knocked on doors.
Doors open.
Walk in, there. Lights on.
Well, to let you know also, Community Services reached out to us because the back portion of that house is blown out into almost touching the community services building. And they're concerned. And we told them what, you know, between the land bank and the city and us, what we're trying to do. It's not getting any better.
No. And last I knew, the city of Corning had actually issued a bench warrant for Mr. Freitas, due to the code violations. I don't know if that's been served upon him or not.
That would be the quick, like, honestly,
absolutely.
We need Code's help with that because you two trying to chase Jumpy down.
That well, it's already been
right.
So should we not talk to Jumpy? Wait till to see if we can do the bench for him.
Tell him to quit jumping. So you can
right, exactly.
I would say we still check.
Okay.
It's yeah, but if the city is willing to help from the Code's enforcement standpoint, I mean, eventually he's going to have to.
And Jen is aware of our intentions, you know, to acquire. So if they do, if she finds out about it, she'll pass along the land bank.
And Mark Reichman and I have talked about it, and he said the city is willing to do whatever is needed for parking, to make it parking. They'll help us out.
It's really bad.
Yeah, it is.
And I think they look at Chris. He's probably peeking out at the at the door and looking, seeing Chris come in and say, I'm not going to talk to that man. But I'm not sure he'll talk to me either, but we're friends. So it's I've been kind of staying away from it. But I think we need to get busy. Try to get them.
Yep.
And then I have three council members that came up to me after the meeting on Monday and said that they have properties they want to see demolished. And I told them, send me an email.
If 97 Gordon Street is one of them, that's on our list. That's Mark and Jen have put that at the top of.
No, that was, I don't list. Think. No, 97 Gordon?
Yeah, I believe that was a fire. That's the one he brought to your.
Oh, company. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're talking about that. It and I think they're going to try the
Code.
Son of the deceased owner is not willing to thus far to sign it over to the city, because if they signed it over to the city, we could do what we've done with the other municipalities and under the DPW project.
Mm-hmm. But I believe it's planned for this coming tax auction. We'll bid on it if it goes.
Okay. Alrighty. Anybody have anything else?
Only thing is just for information that Cohocton property we were talking about, I pulled up the tax map and there is a right of way through the south end of the street side property. So there is a right of way on record. So at least we have that.
So do you want to accept?
I'd want some more information, especially, I mean,
environmentally.
Yeah, because I could try to get some more history, because right next to the railroad tracks.
So I could reach out to Labella and do what's called like a transaction screen, or maybe $750,000, and they'll go through previous owners, use of property, etc. We could do that, so we know we're not getting into a environmental nightmare.
That would make sense.
All right, I'll do that.
Sorry. Yeah, absolutely. Did you check on the one on Evergreen? I think it's down in South Corning next to the cemetery. I sent you all that. The
posting on the foreclosure notice.
Yes.
The number on that was high. So as far as the amount.
What they wanted.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, maybe they keep waiting. It won't be.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay. Because I know people have asked, someone's already asked me about that one. Evergreen. Okay. Anything else?
Just have one suggestion. You know, maybe going forward, when we're talking about, you know, considering demos or donations, maybe have images of each property all on the screen, or you know, email them ahead, just so we have a kind of an idea of what we're looking at.
Sure.
Good idea.
Sometimes the properties can be a little complex, like, you know, this property. So the joining property, is that landlocked? Is it not landlocked?
Yeah, I'll definitely do what I can. Honestly, a lot of the times I'm not able to leave the office to go get that.
Even just pulling it off from the tax map, there's usually an adjoining photo that you can catch.
Sure.
Can Arbor do that for us?
We can lean on them.
We can figure.
Yeah.
Between them and some other things, we could figure it out. Yep.
Yeah, we'll definitely do that for you.
Helpful, just to, you know, we're not.
No, it's a good idea.
The ones in Corning, Hilda's going to be familiar with. Over my way, I might be familiar.
Yeah.
But, you know, not everyone else is going to be.
Yep. Certainly. Yeah. Good point.
I mean, the more information, the better, because that I didn't mean for that to blow up last night on the River Road. But if we'd had the context about what the 21-5 entails, it would have helped.
Yeah. And, you know, that one's on me. The estimate that he gave to Doug didn't have a lot of detailed information.
Yeah.
So my apologies for that.
That's okay. You also have a full-time job.
So. Yeah, right. This is a side job. Yeah, right, exactly.
I don't think you turned it down.
Yeah, I'm up to them.
Oh, yeah. That, oh, there you go.
Yeah, zero times zero. Yeah.
Anybody else? And of course, if anybody has ideas from their own municipality, let us know, because we've got some money. We got to spend it. Do we have any time limit on that money that we've just gotten?
Not that I am aware of, no.
I don't recall hearing any.
No, okay.
My anticipation is we'll run out end of Q3, early Q4 next year.
You know, we've got a couple in the hopper in the city.
So I signed the contract yesterday for the Seneca Street roof through Arbor. You know, that's 300 some thousand there, I believe. So that's a big chunk of that money.
Wow.
300,000.
Yeah.
The big one, right?
Yep. Well, it's that whole row building. So it's a large roof. Yeah.
When are they going to do that one?
I believe they're starting within the next 30 days.
Sounds good. All right. And anything else? If not, do we have a motion to adjourn? Second? We are adjourned. Thank you. Thanks. Thank you, everybody.